Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
We love being at a different land, and that land is Oblong Books and Music. They are located in both Rhinebeck and Millerton, and there is so much going on, they need two locations.
It's true.
Yes. You can't encase it all in just one place. No, you need two. And Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books is with us, and it's always a pleasure to have her before our microphones and tell us what is good in reading. And I think it's safe. I think probably most people know this, but we're getting to that point. Late July, early August, the book scene for new stuff, a little weak. And then fall, it's like the floodgates open and boom, like last week of August, first week of September, then everything good comes out like in a rush.
It's coming. My receivers were unpacking boxes yesterday and I think they were like crying a little bit on the inside.
Yeah. It's so all many books. Good stuff and yes. Great stuff. So we want to get, and you've got all kinds of super events coming up and there's all kinds of great things happening. So where would you like to begin?
Oh man. Okay. So I'm going to start with a book that we have an event for this Friday night in our Rhinebeck store, Jesse Saperstein. Jesse grew up in Millerton. His family owns the Saperstein's department store, if you know. It's this big orange building in the center of the village. And he was diagnosed with Asperger's at the age of 14. And now he's, gosh, I want to say he's early 30s. And this is his second book about living with Asperger's. This one's called Getting a Life with Asperger's, Lessons Learned on the Bumpy Road to Adulthood. Jesse's books are hilarious. They're really funny. They're super smart. And, you know, it's basically like a guidebook for someone who has Asperger's or a family member, but also anyone who's just really interested in what it's like to live with Asperger's and have sort of just a different perspective on things. You know, in this book, he tackles everything from dating to job searches. And Jesse's a delight. And we're very, very proud of him in our little Millerton town that Penguin Books has scooped him up and been helping him spread the good word about Asperger's and
really
activism.
Good stuff. Jesse Saperstein, and it's the name of the book is Getting a Life with Asperger's, Lessons Learned on the Bumpy Road to Adulthood. How old is he now?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I want to say like early 30s.
Oh, good for him. Well, yeah. That's really cool. Excellent.
In my next book.
And that event is Friday night.
That's Friday night in Rhinebeck.
Yes.
Yeah. My next book is called What We See When We Read by Peter Mendelsohn. Peter is the associate art director of Knopf Books, and he has designed some of the most iconic book covers ever, including most of the covers, I believe, for Murakami. So he's kind of an art genius. But this book tackles what we see when we read. What does your brain do when you read words on a page? And it's phenomenal. Inside, it's really visually stimulating. It's not just a traditional book in between the pages. I'm not really sure how to describe it. It's like you have to open it and see what I'm talking about.
You know, I set up an interview and I started to read this and it was one of those things, if you let it, it'll make your head hurt.
Yeah, you have to you could read it all in one sitting because it's not like a lot text-wise, but
no,
you have to take breaks because it's intense.
There's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on and there's such a detailed way of describing it. And there's so many different things, and you just keep going.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, you've made your point. Oh, no, there's like 80 more points to make.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's What We See When We Read by Peter Mendelsohn, and it's a beautifully put together book by Vintage.
It's gorgeous. So, it's a paperback. It's like $16.95, and it's absolutely stunning.
You get a lot of book for that.
Yeah, you do. My next book is also a paperback original. Yay, paperbacks. It's called Bad Feminist by Roxane Gay. It's a book of essays. Roxane Gay has been writing for quite some time, but I've just stumbled upon her work this past year, and I am so obsessed with how good a writer she is that I just want everyone to have this book.
All right.
And to check her out. I'll follow her on Twitter, follow her on Tumblr. She's a genius. So it's a book of essays about more than just feminism, about pop culture, about what it is to be a woman, what it is to be a woman of color. She's in academia. She's teaching in the Midwest right now. And her observations on life are so beautifully done and very humble and not trite at all. And I am just, I want to be in her fan club because she's amazing.
Bad Feminist is the collection of essays.
She's been touring for the book this summer, and all I could tell were the booksellers were tweeting, "Oh my God, standing room only. We sold out of books immediately. This woman is amazing." And we even sold out at Oblong, and then we just got stock back in a couple days ago. But it's flying off the shelves, and
it's
a must read.
Bad Feminist. Looks very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
My next book is another event book. Randy Susan Myers will be coming to our store on Saturday, September 6th. Oh my God, it's almost September. This is very upsetting.
I know.
But her new novel is called Accidents of Marriage. Randy lives in the Boston area but has ties to the Hudson Valley, and this will be the third time she's been at our store. And she's probably the best-selling novelist at our store that you've never heard of. She's still sort of under the radar, but her books are fantastic. She's an advocate for victims of domestic violence, and this book in particular hits on the subject of a woman who's been with her husband for many years. He's always been a bit gruff, and then one day in the car, something happens, and she's in the hospital now, fighting for her life. And it's page turner, beautiful
wow.
writing. And if you don't know Randy's work, try to come out to our event on September 6th and meet her. She's lovely.
It's called Accidents of Marriage. It is a novel and published by Atria by Randy Susan Myers, who will have an event at the Rhinebeck location of Oblong on Saturday, the 6th of September.
And then moving into the realm of kids' books, I brought a picture book with me today, even though they're hard to talk about on the air. But Brian Lees has a new picture book out called Bats in the Band. Brian is known for his other picture books, including Bats at the Beach, Bats at the Ballpark, and Bats at the Library, which still is my favorite because, come on, bats in a library. But the premise of all these books is
bats going places.
Bats go places and do stuff when we're asleep. And they are wonderful bats, and they have an amazing community, and they love each other, and they nurture their young, and all these great things. And in this book, the bats form a band. The illustrations are fantastic. It's a rhyming picture book, which is really fun for read-alouds. And if you haven't discovered the bats books, you're missing out because they are delightful.
And they're cute bats, I think we should note.
Oh, yeah. These are not menacing bats. They're not scary. We actually had a bat clinging to the outside of the Rhinebeck store one day a couple years ago. And I took a picture and I sent it to Brian. I was like, look, bats at the bookstore. And he liked that.
Some bats have instruments perfect in size. Others without them will just improvise. Behind the stage curtain, they're getting in tune, making up things out of straws, out of spoons. Oh, this is very fun.
Yeah.
They look like very happy bats, too.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yes. It's Bats in the Band by Brian
Lees.
Lees.
Spelled L-I-E-S.
Yes, Lees. I would pronounce it that way, too. Okay.
And then for middle grade, I have two middle grades to talk about. One is My Year of Epic Rock by Andrea Pyros. We're having a launch event for Andrea at our Rhinebeck store on Sunday, September 7th. This is a great success story for us. A few years ago, we had an event at our store called Pitchapalooza, where people could pitch their book ideas to a panel of experts, including agents and published authors. And Andrea came and pitched her book. And at those events, one pitch is declared the winner of the event, and Andrea won. And here we are 2 years later. Her book is published by Sourcebooks. And we're super, super proud of her. She lives in Rhinebeck. The novel is lovely. It's about a girl who is sort of a little bit of a misfit outcast. She gets kind of shunned by her best friend and has to sit at the table where she truly belongs, which is the peanut-free table because she has a peanut allergy.
Wow.
But she and her fellow allergic kids start a band, another band book. They start a band. It's just totally sweet.
If my year of epic rock, if life was like a song, cool. If life was like a song, it would be you can't always eat what you want.
Ain't it the truth?
All right.
My other middle grade is Sisters by Raina Telgemeier. Raina is the New York Times bestselling author of Smile and Drama. These are all graphic novels for kids. She has like dominated the graphic novel bestseller list of the Times for years. This right. girl is a genius. And her books are hysterical. This is the new one. It's about being a sister. It's autobiographical. You know, she was the only child until her little sister came along, and then their little brother came along, and then trouble.
Screwed everything up.
Trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rain is going to be at our store on Monday, September 22nd. It's probably not even up on the website yet. We just confirmed it. We're very excited. We're also bringing her to some local schools. And come out and meet her. She's delightful.
By the way, this is what you guys do. It's just so great because you bring them to the schools, you bring them to the area, you got people, everyone, the kids get involved. That's why independent bookstores are so important and why we love you.
Oh, thank you.
So this is really great. Wonderful art. She's a very talented, very, very talented woman.
Yep, they're full-color graphic novels from Scholastic. They sell for $10.99. You
really
can't
nice.
Beat it.
Yeah, it's called Sisters, and that event takes place on Monday, the 22nd of September.
And then the last book I don't even have here with me because it's not out yet, but I wanted to give you guys a sneak peek of my number one young adult book for the fall. It's called Falling Into Place by Amy Zhang. It's published by HarperCollins. I read this book because it was getting a lot of buzz among independent booksellers as an incredible debut novel. And I read it. It's about a girl who has, it's the day she has decided that she's going to drive her car into a tree and end her life. And it's about why she made that choice and what happens before and what happens after. And it's so beautiful. The voice is so true. It's a difficult story, but not hopeless.
Yeah.
And I read this book in like one or two sittings. I got to the end, and then I finally read the bio of the author, which I hadn't read yet. She wrote this as a high school student. Like, blew me away with how good the writing is. I would never have guessed that.
Wow.
I'm so excited to put it in the hands of my customers. Falling Into Place, Amy Zhang. It'll be out in about 2 weeks.
Excellent. As I said, every day now for the next couple of weeks, it's just going to be good book after good book coming out. So head to your local independent and let them, put good books in your hands. For more information on Oblong Books and all the wonderful work that they do, including their terrific events, the one closest to us being Jesse Saperstein on Friday. Friday
yes.
night at Rhinebeck. And all of the other events, you can go to oblongbooks.com. Better yet, go see them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Susanna Hermans, it is always a pleasure to see you. We look forward to having you back very, very soon. Thank you for filling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.